Habitual truants cause problems for themselves and for their schools, dragging students, parents, and school administrators through a lengthy and frequently unproductive series of court appearances. A pilot project on Kauai, the Truancy Court Collaboration, brings together Waimea High School, Waimea Canyon School, the Hawaii Department of Education, Kauai Police Department, and the Liliuokalani Trust in an effort to intervene early because, as Waimea High Principal Mahina Angre told us the other day, truancy is often a gateway to deeper problems.
Truancy, you're right, it's complex, and it kind of reveals itself in other areas, at least at my school.
Mm-hmm.
So our numbers of kids who are not in school hasn't really gone up, but it's not gone down either.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're such a small school, it really makes a huge difference.
What is your student body?
We're less than 600. We have 577, and that's down considerably from what it used to be like when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
It was like close to 900 back when the plantations and everything were running out on this side. So as the economy has kind of gone down on this side of the island, the population has also shifted. So the enrollment at the school has gone down. But that's why when we don't have kids in school, and it's hard to teach kids who aren't in school. You know, they miss out on everything, and then you get so far behind, then, you know, it's almost impossible to get caught up, or they really feel like it's impossible to get caught up.
Yeah.
And it just creates a whole lot of other issues.
How many kids might be truant on a given day out of that 600?
Let me see. Maybe, for us, maybe about 10 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently truant.
Is it often the same kids?
Oh, yeah. It's almost always the same kids.
And
the same group of kids. And if you go, you know, like kids who have multiple unexcused absences, you know, then it gets a little bit bigger.
Sure.
But we try and catch them. I mean, we already had somewhat of a program in place, but I'm really thankful that we had the new program that Judge Acoba brought to us from the Waianae coast.
What's different?
We're catching them a little earlier now.
Is that what's different about it, that you're catching them a little earlier?
I think what's different is a more systemic approach.
Mm-hmm.
And we have partners now, and it's not just us trying to figure out how to deal with this. Our normal protocol before this was, after 5 unexcused absences, we send out a letter to the parents reminding them that, you know, your students should be in school. That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10, then we ask them to come in for a meeting. 15, we have another meeting, remind them that, you know, if it continues, then we're probably going to go to court petitions. And the letter D means, yeah, we're starting your court petition already. But it's chasing. You know what I mean? We're chasing the whole time.
Sure.
And oftentimes the letters, B and C letters, sometimes go out at the same time because they just keep accumulating.
The 10 and the 15 absences letters.
Right. Yeah. They just kind of start piling up. Because we do the letters. We're doing the letters every 2 weeks. Still are. But it's a little bit more proactive now.
Yeah.
We've been able to identify a core group of kids. We have partners that are coming to our campus. The kids and the, you know, if we bring in the families to talk with the counselors, the outside counselors, like from Halekipa, and it's here on campus, and it's not like you got to go into Lihui and the courthouse. It's a little, we're trying to break down that barrier and make it really like we want to work together. We've always wanted to work together, but try not to make it so scary or adversarial.
What was the old practice? Once you get to court, what would happen then?
Usually it takes a while for them to come up for a hearing. Mm-hmm. Once the court petition is filed, then student and parent goes to court, and they have to keep going to court until, it's like every week or every couple of weeks until their attendance does improve, and then they're released from the program.
If the attendance doesn't improve, what is the recourse? What does the court then do?
They keep coming back. they keep getting reminded that they got to be in court. And after the pressure gets put on the parent, mm-hmm. and after a while, if it still doesn't, my experience has been if the student still doesn't get to school or doesn't, it doesn't improve, then for some of them, they end up going out of school and they go try and do a GED. The court tries to find other ways for them to try and finish their education one way or the other. I mean, we don't ever want to drop them, but we want to try and figure some way that we can salvage them or try and help them to understand how important it really is to finish school, what they started.
Once you're in the court system, that tends to be, sort of a one-way street, I would think,
it just gets more and more
complicated, yeah?
Definitely. It does get more complicated. It doesn't make it easier for them to get back to school a lot of times. It just becomes like another barrier, It's hard. They already, at that point, they don't like school, and then they got to go to court about it, and it's rough.
At some point in this pilot project, you've got to, I would think that you have to address some pretty basic attitudes on the part of the kids, the repeat truants, yeah?
Yeah, you do, which is why we're trying. I think that's why I like this program. It's not just us who are working with the kids. It's us, meaning the school, or counselors, or the vice principals. It's we have some really good partners with Polytipa, and they have sometimes kids hear things better from somebody else than they do from people that they see all the time. That's what's valuable for us.
Mahina Angwai is the principal of Waimea High School on Kauai.